Short on time? We've got you covered. Welcome to the 5-Minute Torah, where you can digest big thoughts on the weekly Torah portion in about 5 minutes. If you enjoy this teaching, please share it with your family and friends. Parshat Toldot, Genesis 25:19 through 28:9. The offspring of Yeshua. This week's Parsha begins with the words, "These are the generations of Isaac, Abraham's son. Abraham fathered Isaac." That's Genesis 25:19. Like Parshat Noah, this passage uses the word generations, or toldot, to begin the story of Isaac's adulthood. As we have described in the story of Noah, toldot is used in the Torah most often in relationship to genealogy, since its primary meaning is descendants or offspring. However, like we discovered of Noah, sometimes a person's character or unique traits is listed as their toldot. This is the case, again, with Isaac. Rather than beginning with the birth of Jacob and Esau, the Torah describes the toldot of Isaac as Abraham fathered Isaac. Why is this? If we look back just a few chapters to Parshat Vayera, we are reminded of an event that happened with Sarah in Genesis 20. When Abraham and Sarah were journeying through his land, Abimelech, king of Gerar, abducted Sarah and took her for himself. He intended to make her either a wife or a concubine. However, the Torah explains that Abimelech had not approached her. That's Genesis 20, verse 4. When God appeared to him in a dream and revealed to him that Sarah was married to Abraham, he explained to Abimelech, "It was I who kept you from sinning against me. Therefore, I did not let you touch her." Verse 6. Mortified at the thought of taking another man's wife and paying for it with his life, Abimelech promptly returned Sarah to her husband. After she was returned, Abraham prayed for Abimelech and his household to bear children because the Lord fulfilled his word to Abraham and blessed him with giving him a son through his wife Sarah. From a scoffer's perspective, however, it seemed that there may have been some funny business going on. Abraham and Sarah had been married for many, many years and were unable to produce any natural offspring of their own. Now, all of a sudden, after Sarah's abduction by Abimelech and return to Abraham, Sarah's pregnant. Is this really Abraham's child, or does it belong to Abimelech? Rashi says our opening verse was written in the Torah to resolve this suspicion. These are the generations of Isaac, Abraham's son. Abraham fathered Isaac. Based on the Midrash, he interprets this passage to mean that God made Isaac to look so much like Abraham that his paternity was unquestionable. But not only did Isaac look like Abraham, he acted like him as well. He imitated his father in hospitality, kindness, and faith. The toldot of Isaac was that he was Abraham's son, because he was the spitting image of his father in both appearance and deeds. There was absolutely no doubt as to who might be his father. Isaac was definitely a product of Abraham. Often, people claim to be toldot of Yeshua. But being his offspring is more than a label. When people examine us, they should see an obvious reflection of our spiritual paternity. Can they see Yeshua in us? Are we a reflection of him? Or do they suspect our spiritual paternity to be of dubious origins? Just as Isaac resembled his father Abraham, disciples of Yeshua should resemble him in more ways than not. When people see us, there should be no question in their minds as to whom we belong. They should automatically say, they are a disciple of Yeshua.
Are you enjoying the 5-Minute Torah podcast? Want to share these 5 minutes of Torah with others? Please help spread the word by liking, sharing, and reviewing this podcast. You can also grab the printed version of Volume 1 or Volume 2 from Amazon. Perfect as a gift or for your Shabbat table. 5-Minute Torah. We've got you covered.